The reactions to changes in the church were decidedly not uniform. While some people cared relatively little about the details of religion and simply did as they were told, others objected vehemently to changes in the practices which they and their ancestors had enjoyed for generations. Gaining entry to heaven was a principal goal while on earth, and most people took it very seriously. These two volumes are both copies of the same book, a 1534 printed Book of Hours. While they were virtually identical coming off the press, their 16th century owners turned them into books with different stories to tell. In the volume on the left, the owner has followed royal command and rejected the Bishop of Rome's indulgences. On the right-hand page, the statement that Pope Boniface IX has granted 7 years of pardon from purgatory to those who devoutly say the Stabat Mater has been crossed out in ink, as have many similar passages. On other pages, the word Pope has been scraped away with a knife. But now look at the second book. Here the instructions, called rubrics, and other papal references are intact, and the owner is shown his reverence for forbidden images by gilding, crudely, but gilding nevertheless, some of the illustrations. One man accepts the new religion, while another clings to the old ways.